Welcome into the Landry Football Podcast Network with a scout and route look at the Chicago Bears and the New York Jets. The Bears dealing with some injuries to Justin Fields' shoulder. That is going to have a tremendous impact in this game. It's going to be tough for him to play. That's a difficult injury. I've had it myself and certainly coached a lot of players that have. That's going to be tough for them. We'll see what how much is this going to affect him. I think a lot. It could be very detrimental. Meanwhile, the Jets are dealing with their own quarterback situation in a different respect, a kind of a difficult spot where you've got a quarterback that's not playing well, is frustrated, obviously is not taken well to the New York media, who obviously is trying to bait him into making comments. And I don't know that he meant all those comments about that he wasn't embarrassed and that he didn't feel he let the defense down. I think he does feel that way. I didn't think he wanted to admit it to the media. Problem is when you say that publicly, it's hard to take back because your locker room hears it and sees it. Is there going to be a problem? This is a good Jets defense. They've got some weapons on offense. The quarterback play is they don't need Zach Wilson to be a superhero. They need him to make good, smart decisions, work off the running game, protect the football. And quite frankly, they're getting close to having to make a decision for this season only, or this season specifically. They're in this race. They've got a chance to make the playoffs. They look like they have a playoff team if they can salvage the quarterback situation. And maybe short term, they need to go in another different direction. We'll monitor that. We'll see how this plays out. But I do like this Jets team. I think they've got the better defense, the better overall team. They're at home. They're hungry. The quarterback situation is going to have to be a decision will have to be made is for regard to this game. And I think the mistakes are the only thing that cost the Jets in this matchup. Got some further thoughts about the Jets and their situation and this matchup against the Bears, as well as all the NFL games over at LandryFootball.com. So check it out over there. Also, subscribe, like, and share the Landry Football Podcast channel where you can get all of our football content. Now for the route to victory in this game, let's head on over to our Vegas Insiders.
I'm Jay Lloyd, and this is the route to victory in betting the Chicago Bears at New York Jets. Jets sitting at a 5.5-point favorite, even as news breaking that Zach Wilson will be benched. Mike White getting the start this week. Game open 4.5 in favor of the Jets. Total way down, 44.5 all the way down to 38.5. Bears 4-6-1 ATS on the season, 2-4 on the road. The Jets 6-4 ATS, 2-3 ATS on the home field. Bears 7 of their 11 have gone over. Jets 7 of their 10 have gone under. AFC-NFC matchup, but the Bears still 5-0-1 in the last six meetings between the two teams, even though Justin Fields and Zach Wilson were both in college the last two times, last time these two teams met. As for the Bears, their trends go over. 5 straight overs, 6 straight overs following an ATS loss, and 4 straight overs after a straight-up loss. The Jets' trends are under 5 straight, under 4 straight November games. Jets, though, however, 4-0 ATS following an ATS loss. Now, Zach Wilson not starting in this one. It is Mike White, so that changes things for the Jets' perspective. On the injury front, though, Justin Fields listed as questionable with a shoulder. Of course, if he doesn't play, this changed things up a lot here. But Jets, Sauce Gardner questionable with a calf, and wide receiver Corey Davis questionable with a knee. All things considered, as we sit here and record, Bears plus 5.5 seems like a good number to me. Jets, I think the Jets may still win this game, even with Mike White at quarterback, but 5.5, a lot for the Bears that have been playing a lot of close games as of late. Just feels like a good number of points. No play on the total. Very hard to write a script for this game, what to expect either way. I could see the Bears blowing things out, continuing that offensive onslaught. I could see both teams being very anemic offensively. 38.5 points, just too little to play either way in this one. But Bears plus 5.5, that is one of my bigger plays or more confident plays of the week. You can find more on the sports bet or more on the Scout and the Route. We're part of the Sports Betting Stack. Just search Sports Betting Stack on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcast. I'm Jay Lloyd, and this has been the Route to Victory in betting the Chicago Bears and New York Jets.